This morning, I want to talk to the assembly about a man named Daniel. So we are going to turn our Bibles to the book of Daniel and read a few verses there. And I see a lot of young people around. And this really energized me with this message. Daniel chapter 1. Verse 1. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into the hands part of the vessel of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shimei, to the house of his God, and he brought the vessel into the treasury house of his God. And the king spoke unto Ashpenaz, the master of the eunuch, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and of the king's seed and of the princes, youth in whom was no blemish, well-favored and skillful in wisdom, gifted in knowledge, understanding science, such as had the ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongues of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of king's food, of wine which he drank, to nourish them 3 years, that at the end of them they might stand before the king. I think this story is well known, and I just want to stop reading here. Here is a situation where these boys were captured. And they were taken to a foreign land. Daniel was a man of God. Daniel was a civil servant, a man of integrity. Daniel and three of his friends were taken from the land of Judah captive to Babylon. They were about the age of 17. Their first resident was in the palace of the king Nebuchadnezzar. In chapter 1, verse 4, gave the requirement one must meet to be chosen for this training program. It says, youth in whom was no blemish, well-favored, skillful in wisdom, and gifted in knowledge, understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and tongues of the Chaldeans. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were chosen from the children of Judah. In our time, they would be just, I believe, graduating from high school. But you see the requirement for them to be drafted into this program. The New Testament King James Version, verse 4 reads like this. Young men in whom there was no blemish, but good looking, gifted in wisdom, possessing knowledge and quick to understand. I wonder if we have some of those young people around today. In verse 5, the first thing that they did to them, they changed their diet. And they were in a training program for 3 years. Next thing, they changed their names. But you know this story. In verse 8, these boys purposed in their heart that they would not defile themselves with the king's meat. They requested of the men in charge to give them vegetable and water. If you were that man, you would be afraid because the king gave you command. But Daniel found favor with the man and he convinced him that he said, test me for 10 days. And after 10 days, they were looking better than those who had the king's meat. As for these four children, God gave them knowledge, skilled in all learning, wisdom. But Daniel had something special that was not given to the other three boys. God gave him understanding all vision and dreams. He was special. In verse 18, after 3 years training, time to meet the king. Time to be examined. Time to be tested. When he spoke with them, he said they were better than the others. He went on to say in verse 20, the king said they were 10 times better than the others. God is working. In chapter 2, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream and could not remember the dream. This part fascinates me. Here's a man, he had a dream. He could not remember the dream, but he wants somebody to interpret the dream. What are you going to interpret? Something you don't even know? And he said, if his wise men and all that he brought in could not interpret the dream, he would kill them. Daniel heard, and he knew he would be in trouble. He would get killed. And the first thing Daniel did was he called a prayer meeting with his three friends. They prayed, and God revealed the dream to Daniel. Daniel told the interpretation to Nebuchadnezzar. I want to pause here for a minute. You remember, these boys were trained for 3 years. They were going to be involved in kingdom work, in the government. These days, our civil servants are getting high position without training. The four boys had 3 years training. They knew all about the government activities. These days, these people who are going to Congress, they have no concept of government. My experience among the assemblies, we have a no-no thing about getting involved in civil service. But I want to ask the question, who do you believe will do a better job? One that is a man of God or the ungodly? Amen. Young men, young women, you have a responsibility to your country. Don't be afraid to step forward under the command of the Lord Jesus Christ, God as the head. Don't be afraid. After Daniel revealed the dream to Nebuchadnezzar, he fell upon his face and worshiped Daniel and commanded that they should offer oblation and sweet odor unto him. This is what the king said. The king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth, it is that your God is the God of gods and the Lord of kings, and a revealer of secret, seeing thou could reveal this secret. What a testimony for an ungodly man to say about a man of God. In chapter 2, verse 42, then the king made Daniel a great man, and gave him great gifts, and made him ruler over the province of Babylon, chief of the governors, over all the wise men of Babylon. You see the promotion? When God wants to promote you, nobody can prevent it. The ungodly king gave a foreigner promotion to become governor. You see what happened? A foreigner, one that was captured. Our great country, I believe they have gotten most of their constitution through the book, you know. You know, you can get any job in the government except being the president. Daniel could not be the king, but he became governor. Our experience in this country, we have had some good foreigners, you know. We have foreigners in high places. Madeleine Albright was Secretary of State. She was from Czechoslovakia. I'm sure the older people know about her. There's another man who was Secretary of State. Who know that man's name? No, Henry Kissinger. A German was a great Secretary of State. When God promotes you, nobody can prevent it. Daniel, man of God, a civil servant, a man of integrity, got promoted. I want you to see the first move he made. Chapter 2, verse 49. Then Daniel requested of the king and set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king. I wonder why Daniel appointed those boys. You know why? They have the same mind. They worship the same God. And they were full trained. They were trained 3 years. Today, if you're on a job and you take your friend, the first thing they say, nepotism. But you know what? You take somebody that you have confidence in, somebody who you can trust. Daniel chose these three boys. He said, promote them. He wanted men of like mind to work for him, men of integrity. But you know, these three boys, as they got their position, they run into problems. Because of their faith in the God they serve, the people plan against them. Because they were so well trained, they knew the job, they could not find any fault in them. So they had to plan something. You might be on a job, and if you know the job and you trust your God, don't be afraid. These boys were thrown in fire. On your job, the people around you can create the atmosphere that you think that you're in a fire. But you know the result with these boys. They came out without even smell of smoke. So if you're on that job and you trust the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Even when the people plan against you, you will come out shining. Do you believe it? God is in control, and if you trust him, God will do it. Nebuchadnezzar was astonished. He woke up early and made haste, and he called his men and he said, "You bound 3 men and you throw them in the fire. But something is wrong. I don't know if it's my eyes. You know, I saw 4. And he says, "The 4th is like the Son of God." Brothers and sisters, if the fire is there, God will be there with you. In Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2, it says, "When you pass through the water, I'll be with thee. And through the river, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." God will protect you. So don't be afraid to be promoted. Don't be afraid to be a man of God, a civil servant. Don't be afraid. I can't emphasize it more. Young men and young women, don't be afraid to be a civil servant in the highest capacity possible in your government. God will provide. God will protect you. This man, I don't know how he said he saw the 4th. I wonder if he saw Jesus in there. But you know, I wondered, Jesus didn't come to earth yet, but he saw one like. For you to say you saw one like, you must have seen him before, right? But that's what he said. Nebuchadnezzar said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angels and delivered his servants that they trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and revealed the secret." If you serve God, you honor him, he will protect you. God will quench the fire. Don't be afraid. The king promote them. Promotion, promotion, promotion come from God. What you have to do? Obey God, and he will provide. At times, it can be difficult on your job. People might let you feel like you're in a furnace. But trust God, he'll quench it. This Nebuchadnezzar, he was a dreamer. He had a dream again and he was afraid this time. This time he remembered the dream. And he brought all the wise men. Together that they might interpret the dreams. All the soothsayers, these people who can say they read your palm and all this type of thing, he brought them together. But they could not interpret the dream. But at last, Daniel was brought in. Daniel was brought in. And he says, because I know that the spirit of the holy God is in thee, and no secret troubleth thee, tell me the vision of my dream that I may see. Interpretation of it. Tell me. Daniel were perplexed, you know, for about 1 hour. His thought troubled him. Daniel, the man of God, his thought troubled him. Daniel, the man, the civil servant of integrity, was troubled in the heart. And Daniel interpret the dream. In chapter 5, Daniel was under a new king, Belshazzar. I wonder, you know what time, as we change president, they clean house, that everybody lose their job. But I wonder why they kept Daniel. Daniel continued to be in the king palace. And this Belshazzar had a big time party. They drank wine. And they praised the God of gold and of silver and of bronze and of iron, wood and of stone. And out of nowhere, a hand wrote something on the wall. While they were feasting, trouble now, what's going to happen? And the king cried out aloud. He said, bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers. Whosoever read this writing and show it to me, its interpretation shall be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about your neck and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom. Promotion if you can interpret a dream. You know, the king's wife was invited in. And she said to the king, let not thy thought trouble thee. Brethren, she said, there's a man in the kingdom. There's a man in the kingdom. Can we, as God's people, say there's a man in Congress? Can we? When there is problem, can we say there's a woman in Congress? She said, there's a man in the kingdom whom is filled with the Holy Ghost, who your father, King Nebuchadnezzar, had during his reign, and he interpreted dream. His name is Daniel. There's a man in the kingdom. We need to have a man in the Congress. We need to have somebody there that we can call upon, somebody who we know, we have confidence in them that they know God as their Redeemer. I'm not talking about someone who say, I am, and don't live the life. Is there a man? Is there a woman in Congress? How that person going to get there? We have to put him there or put her there. But, you know, we are so complacent about our civil responsibility. God have us in this country for a purpose. These things were written that we might learn that God, people, a man of God, can be in those positions. The woman said, there's a man in the kingdom. Daniel was brought in. The king said, thou Daniel, who art of the children of the captivity of Judah, whom the king, my father, brought out of jury. You see, although he's doing a good job, they still have to remind him that he's a foreigner. He says, thou, Daniel, who art of the children of the captivity of Judah. He had to remind him who he was. Don't be afraid to be reminded who you are. You are a man of God. You are a woman of God. Live that way. Let them say it. It's okay. You want to be known as a man of God. The king said he heard of Daniel and his capabilities. He told Daniel that his wise men could not interpret the writing, and if he did, he would be compensated. He says, clothed with scarlet, have a chain of gold around your neck, and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom. Daniel, the man of God, a civil servant of integrity, he answered the king. He said, let thy gifts be to thyself. Let thy gifts be to thyself. The people who we have up there, you think they would do that? They would be collecting. Daniel says, that's not what I'm here for. Daniel said, let thy gifts be to thyself and give the reward to another. Yet I will read the writing unto the king and make known to him the interpretation. Daniel was not about what he can get, but what he can do for the kingdom. That's what he was interested in, what he can do. It's not what he can get. These days, the people we are putting up there is what they can get. Daniel was right on target with interpretation. In that night, Belshazzar, the king of Chaldean, was slain. Darius became king, change of administration again, and they still hold on to the guy Daniel. Wow, what a man. If God be for you, nobody can be against you. As this new king came in, he decided he wanted to put people in certain responsibility. Princes and 3 presidents he wanted. And look what he said. Over the president, Daniel must be first. And he had reason why he wanted him to be first. That the princes might give account unto them, and the king should have no damage. What do you think? No loss. No stealing. He want the man of God there to be number one. Somebody he can trust. Who is better in that position than a man of God? This is not in my notes, but I have to tell you. You know, it is said that the evangelical Christians in this country, have a big impact on who is in Congress. And it's true, but it's a shame. They are choosing the wrong people. Daniel was preferred above the president and princes. The king says he was preferred. And he had a reason why he said he was preferred. You know what he says about Daniel? He said he had an excellent spirit. An excellent spirit. And that excellent spirit was in him. And the spirit of God was all over Daniel. The man said he had an excellent spirit. It's easy for us to know the people with excellent spirit. Just watch them on TV when they're interviewed. Then you'll find out if they have an excellent spirit. Their behavior is appalling. We have a responsibility as people of God. We have a responsibility as Christians to have an impact in this world. Are we examining our choice? Do we have a man in Congress? When there's a problem, can we take up the phone and call that man or get somebody to talk to that man, the man who is filled with the Spirit? Daniel was a civil servant, you know. Daniel because of his stand, they plotted against him. In chapter 6, verse 4, then the president and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could not find one occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. You know why? Number one, he was a man of God. Number two, he was well trained. They couldn't find a fault. The man did a wonderful job, but they still didn't care for him. Then said these men, we shall not find an occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Oh, we can't get him on the job. We're going to get him in his faith. And all the president and princes had a meeting and they went to the king. They make a presentation to the king. It says, all the president of the kingdom, the governors and the princes and the counselors and the captain have consulted together. What a big lie. If the man was the number one president, how could they say they all consented? He was in the meeting. But you know, when the king heard what they wanted to do, he had pride. He wanted them to worship him, to do what he wanted. So he went along with it. And they made a decree firm that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man 30 days except of the king shall be cast into the den of lions. Daniel is being cast in a den of lions. It is said that at this time, Daniel was in his 80s. We are living in a world today that they want to get rid of the old people. But you know what? If you want to get the knowledge, keep the old folks. They know what's happening or what had happened. Learn from them. Daniel was about in his mid-80s. They decided to throw Daniel in the den of lions. Sometime I hear people say Daniel was thrown in the lion's den. Not true. A lion den can be empty, no lion in there. But in the den of lions, they are lions. Okay? Daniel was thrown in. But you know what they're going to convince, get worried about. They know Daniel is a man of God. Daniel knew what they were planning to do. And Daniel did his normal thing. He went home and he opened his window and he prayed. They were watching. He was afraid. Daniel didn't go to pray because of what they say. This is something Daniel accustomed to do, of doing. It was new to him, so he did his whole thing. And they decided, okay, you disobey the king. And they put Daniel in the den of lions. It is said a lot of crimes are not sin, and a lot of sin are not crime. They found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. They reported Daniel to the king and insist that the king punish Daniel. They said Daniel did wrong because he disobeyed the king's command. Because of the God he worshiped, they're against him. And because he was a foreigner from Judah, a Jew. When the king made his decision, after a time, he was worried. He sorry he did. He said, and the king was displeased with himself of the decree he signed. This righteous man was convicted of a crime, which is not a sin, but purposely committed this crime because he did not wish to commit a sin, which was not a crime. I want to repeat this. This righteous man was convicted of a crime, which is not a sin, but purposely committed this crime because he did not wish to commit a sin, which was not a crime. Daniel being put in the den of lions, and the king spoke to Daniel. He said, thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. My time is gone. I'm going to stop. You know the story. Because if I don't stop, when I'm going home, I'm going to get it. You know, we have Daniel as a role model. We need to be like Daniel. We need to be willing to stand up in the middle of the culture, just as Daniel was. He was an uncompromising man in an age of compromising. And that's what we need more than anything. He was a man of self-discipline in terms of his personal habit, as we see in his prayer life. We have to be like Daniel. Dear to be a Daniel. Dear to stand alone. Dear to have a purpose firm. Dear to make it known. Dear to be a Daniel. Dear to make it known. Will you play that for me, please?